American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the back that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We are live today, folks, from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this 15th day of September 2005. And there's many ways in which you can listen to this program. You can listen via AM or FM radio. You can listen via shortwave radio. You can go to rbnlive.com. And all of our streaming and all of our archiving is free. Ladies and gentlemen, like other people out there that keep wanting to charge for this bandwidth, well, you do a little careful shopping with the bandwidth, and guess what? You could probably provide this as a free service, because I'd much rather have people tuning into it than saying, well, I don't know what this is, and I ain't going to pay for something I haven't heard before. Folks, they got the wrong idea. On today's program, I've got John Ainsworth scheduled. He'll be with us here in a few minutes. I just want to take a few minutes here. Folks, when it rains, it pours. Let me tell you exactly what I'm talking about here. We had our taste of New Orleans. That's right, the Detritus Bowl down there, right here at the network. It seems that the city of Round Rock hired out some contractors to replace sewer lines. Ironically enough, ran right in back of the building, and, well, they kind of plugged up, and there's only one business in Round Rock, Texas, that's right, that got raw sewage pumped up through the toilets in the ladies' and the women's bathroom and the men's bathroom. And needless to say, we were ankle-deep in human waste. It was an experience. The network, I guess, was down for, what, 2 days here? About 2 days, yeah, give or take an hour or two. And I'll tell you what, Saturday morning, actually Sunday morning at 2 a.m., I got the call in home. Paul Martin says on the phone to me, he says, we're flooded. And I said, how bad is it? He said, pretty bad. Now, folks, until you get to know people really, really, really well, all things are relative. Now, pretty bad to him may not have been pretty bad to me. Well, when I got here, it was worse than bad. So, at any rate, I'd like to thank Rick Adams for sitting in for me Monday and Jeff Bennett sitting in yesterday, Wednesday, and also Tuesday. We had a lot of work to do to get stuff back together, and it's still not there, but at least we can breathe in here today. Can we breathe in here today? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you say. You have that nose plug on. What did you say? Yeah, we can breathe in here today. So at any rate, man, when it rains, it pours. And when it back, this is the second time this happened to this network. And unfortunately, last year we had a little incident. Their toities backed up upstairs, but you just got the overflow of water. Okay, with a little detritus in there, but it wasn't bad. This time it was the raging fury from underground. Like I said, folks, when it rains, it pours. But we're back to normal, almost. So the show will continue right after this break. Talk to John Ainsworth a little bit about what's been going on in the country unconstitutional. And that's a lot. We'll be right back.
Stay connected. to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
For Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, Republic Broadcasting has a new service online. That's right. It's called Republic Trading Post. Avoid the giant corporate stores that don't support this network. All of your purchases support RBN. What are we talking about? Well, when you click on republictradingpost.com, it takes you, oh, that's right, to a wonderful little site here. Thank you, Danny, for doing this. Anything just about under the sun that you would want to purchase, electronics. Let me just quickly run through the list here. We got a few minutes before John Ainsworth joins us. Cameras and optics, car audio and video, CB and scanners, collectibles, computer accessories, health and beauty, ladies, that's also there too, home electronics, housewares, office products, portable electronics, radar detectors, sports and recreational things, telephones, tools, toys and games, two-way radios, GPS, you name it, it's up there. Folks, you buy this stuff anyhow. Why do you want to go to Wally World and give them your money? Why would you want to do that? This is a way that you can support the network. We're taking America back, and you can help us do that by shopping here, and that supports RBN. Just go to Republic Trading. Is that right? RepublicTradingPost.com. I just this is such a neat idea. Let me give you a couple examples here. Let me click on telephones. How about cordless phones? All right. Tick, 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 tick. Come on, computer. Here we go. Well, they've got a lot of phones. 5.8 gigahertz cordless phones with two handsets. Oh, that's right. You can have just a base and the rechargeable base and a phone anywhere in your house. It does. The second unit does not have to be hardwired in. Uniden phones, Sony phones, you name it, it is up there. And business phones, also up there. Phones with answering systems, without them, just go up to the website and just peruse, folks. Tools, you can buy tools also. And it's really neat because these are wholesale prices. They're marked up a little bit, but we invite you to compare, shop and compare. And it's easy. You can do the shopping online. So take a look at it. RepublicTradingPost.com. And don't forget, if Jeff Bennett didn't remind you in the last 2 days, Republic Trading Group. That's the gold and silver. Folks, I can't express this enough. You need to protect your wealth. How are you going to do it? By begging your job loss, begging your boss not to fire you or let you go because they're outsourcing more and more. I've got a ton of stories that I'm going to do tomorrow about what's really going on in this country about outsourcing. Ford Motor just came out the other day and said, well, you know, to be competitive, we're going to outsource 50% of our jobs. That's right. Where the job shops, the independent job shops in this country used to make the widgets and the components for Ford Motor Company for assembly. That's right. They're saying that we're getting rid of 50% of that, which means 50% of the jobs are going to go bye-bye. This is not stopping, ladies and gentlemen. It's the further erosion of our economic engine in this country. And it all is perfectly normal to these globalists and everybody that jumped on board. All these businesses. Oh, we're in global economy now? Oh, I'm going to lose if I don't join in? Oh, okay. Rather than fight it, rather than maintain a standard of living and our way of life here in America, I'm just a businessman. I got to pay attention to my bottom line. My competition has been outsourcing to China and Mexico. So if I'm going to stay in business and be competitive, what are you competing with? Competing with somebody that sold us out. It is a shame, but that's the nature of the beast. So at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, bottom line, if you want this network to not only stick around, but expand, as we've promised, we need the funds to do it. And I don't want to do another telethon. I don't want to do another fundraise-a-thon, because I'm not real good at asking for money. You know, if we were PBS, yeah, maybe. But we're not PBS, folks. We give you the straight news here. Without the corporate interest, let's just say that. At any rate, John Ainsworth should be joining us here in a minute. Paul, watch out for his call. I'm going to quickly... here's one that I can do before John gets with us. Okay, you remember Waco, Texas, folks. Oh, that's right. Well... The McLennan County commissioners have decided, that's right, to put up no parking signs alongside the county roads. Now, this is a little bit after the horse runs out of the barn, but according to AP, 2 weeks after Cindy Sheehan left her anti-war campsite by the road leading to President Bush's ranch, county commissioners have banned parking along 23 miles of roads in the area. Do you think that Mr. Bush might have requested this from McLennan County? No, he wouldn't do anything like that. Before the 4-1 vote Tuesday, McLennan County Commissioner Ray Meadows said about 80 residents. Yes, you have my ear, Mr. Producer. You have John Ainsworth. Tell John I'll be right with him as soon as I finish this story. Tell John to pay attention to one of the last sentences of this story. It's on the redress to our Emperor Bush here. And anyhow, Ray Meadows said about 80 residents had complained of blocked roads, loud music, and public health and safety concerns during the 26-day protest near Bush's ranch outside of Crawford, about 20 miles west of Waco. And that's right, folks. You're probably already thinking, These McLennan County residents are thinking that, well, we were a little put out by Ms. Sheehan's demonstration up here. Oh, that's right. And the counter demonstration supporting Bush, that their knowledge pool, ladies and gentlemen, the supporters, and I am testament to that. I was up there talking with them. They were as deep as a mud puddle and just as clear. Yes. I mean, they were up there telling people, yes, Saddam Hussein did 9/11. And you'd test their knowledge base and they would go blank after two pointed questions. They would just roll their eyes and look at you and say, well, you're a conspiracy freak, or you supported Al Gore, didn't you? Or, I mean, it was absolutely insane, people supporting stuff that they don't even understand. It was really sad. It was sickening. But anyhow, according to Meadows, he said it's not a First Amendment issue, it's a safety issue, adding that no parking signs could be put up this week. Now, Sheehan began camping in ditches near Bush's ranch August 6th. Vowing to stay until this month-long vacation ended unless he talked to her about the Iraq war and claimed her son's, that claimed her son Casey's life. Her vigil drew thousands of fellow protesters, counter rallies of Bush supporters, and sightseers whose parked cars stretched for miles on the side of the winding two-lane road since most of Sheehan's group left August 31st. A few Veterans for Peace members have continued camping there. I was up there, folks, and there wasn't miles of cars parked on two-lane roads. Yeah, there was a lot of cars parked up there, but we're not talking miles. I don't know where it doesn't say where they got their information, but I saw DPS down there and I talked with them. It wasn't miles. But at any rate, Paul McDaniel, a Vietnam combat veteran, told commissioners the campsite is sacred ground hallowed by the tears of families and the mothers of our fallen heroes and the blood of our fallen sons and daughters. The First Amendment allows us, are you listening, John Ainsworth? The First Amendment allows us reasonable access to the president to express our rights, McDaniels said. Hey, let me see, Mr. McDaniels. We lost 52,000 plus in Vietnam, and that wasn't fighting communism. And how many mothers and sons cried then? How many family members and friends? And these putzes are up here in Texas, Crawford, Texas, supporting Mr. Bush, do not understand. I don't even know if they could grab their backside with both hands in full daylight. Folks, the idiocy is not, it's not a speciality here to Crawford, Texas. We have these podunk little towns all over USA that people are locked into their beliefs, locked into their opinions. They don't know how they got there or question why. But they just know what they know. Yep, George Bush is a good godly man. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got some property outside of New Orleans I want to sell. At any rate, commissioners deferred action on Meadows' proposal to prohibit residing, erecting shelters, or placing sewage receptacles on the right-of-way areas. I guess you could always go on the roads. So for now, camping in ditches is not banned. Yeah. John Ainsworth, what do you think about this? The First Amendment allows us reasonable access to the president to express our rights. Do you believe that one?
Well, I believe that we should. I mean, we're supposed to have access to our elected officials. I mean, we're supposed to be able to access them. I think one of the concepts here is, I mean, you're a product of the 60s and 70s and are familiar, yes, with the type of protesting done then.
And I can remember the 60s.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing. But, I mean, America has lost its protesting spirit basically because of this type of action and this pseudo-patriotism that the average American has. It's, you know, it's a false patriotism to believe that anyone who complains is the problem. And that's this mindset that we've sunken into, is that, you know, the average American, again, people all these pro-government, you know, we're the greatest government, you know, that form of patriotism where you turn a blind eye to wrongs done by government and government officials is dangerous. And we merely need to look back about 50, 60 years to see other examples of that.
All right. We'll take the quick break here. We'll be back with John Ainsworth. We'll also take your calls. I want to get your take, John, on the federal judge declaring the pledge unconstitutional. Well, come to think of it, do I want to pledge to the United States for which it stands, or the United States of America and its constitutional roots. Well, we can kick that around. And a little bit on Roberts. He says, I'm not an ideologue. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Judge declares pledge unconstitutional. A federal judge declared Wednesday that reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance in public schools is unconstitutional, a decision that could potentially put the diverse issue back before the United States Supreme Court. And, of course, we know we have personnel changes going on in the United States Supreme Court. The case was brought by the same atheist whose previous battle against the words under God was rejected last year by the Supreme Court on procedural grounds. I think in that case it was he did not have full custody of his daughter, therefore he didn't have the right to complain. The U.S. District Judge Lawrence Carlton ruled that the pledge's reference to one nation under God violates school children's right to be free from coercive requirement to affirm God. Carlton said he was bound by a precedent of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which in 2002 ruled in favor of Sacramento atheist Michael Newdow, that the pledge is unconstitutional when it's recited in public schools. The Supreme Court dismissed the case last year, saying Newdow lacked standing because he did not have custody of his elementary school daughter he sued on behalf of. Now, Newdow, an attorney and a medical doctor, filed an identical case on behalf of three unnamed parents and their children. Carlton said those families have the right to sue. Well, you know what? They also have a right to set up schools for atheists only. They have the right to do that, too, I guess. Imagine every morning if the teachers had the children stand up, place their hands over their hearts, and say, "We are one nation that denies God exists," Newdow said in an interview with AP Radio after the ruling. "I think that everybody would not be sitting here saying, 'Oh, what harm is that?' They'd be furious, and exactly what goes on against atheists, and it shouldn't." Well, John, according to the ACLU, you know, they read the Constitution. They read the First Amendment to the Constitution, and they saw that and said, well, there's got to be a separation of church and state. So therefore, it is our aim, and by the way, and this is true, folks, you might think that I'm joking about this, but we always tell you, don't take anything that I say for granted or any guest on this program. I want you to check it out for yourself. The ACLU started as a bunch of card-carrying communists. That's right, communist and lawyers. Double duty there. Card-carrying communists started the ACLU, and they're perceived as being, by the public, they're perceived as being the vanguards of freedom. Well, these very same ACLU people started the cases and won, well, that's right, the case that decided that, well, there needs to be a separation between church and state. No, folks, the intent of the First Amendment was that the state does not set up religion and mandate its people to follow any certain set religion. It had nothing to do with the country as a whole. It had to do with the government not setting up shop with, say, Protestants or Catholics or whatever the case may be. People came to this country for religious freedom, not freedom from God. So what the ACLU did, and they were good at doing this. I mean, they did their job. But they were, how it boils down now, is precedent is set to pull God out of all the public institutions, and that includes the godless schools, folks, the public school system itself. So you see, we have freedom from God in this country. We have freedom from our universal creator. And that's going to, if this guy gets his way, an atheist, you know, folks, in this country you got religious freedom. You can be an agnostic. You can be an atheist. You can be a Presbyterian. You can be a Catholic. You can be, what's those fine folks out there in Utah? The deist worshipers. I mean, you can be those if you want to. You can worship Coke cans if you want to in this country. But the problem is, this is not individual. I mean, it is individual what a person will do or how he'll choose to worship or not worship or whatever the case may be. But this country, from its very start, had to do with the Bible and its principle was setting up this government. John, what are they missing here? Why aren't they getting this?
Well, again, I think I look at all this from a totally different perspective. And again, this is the perspective that I think a lot of people miss. I don't want to be redundant in just going straight back to the, you know, the Reconstruction Act of the 14th Amendment. But the First Amendment didn't apply to states. It didn't apply to citizens of states originally. It was only a restraint on the United States government. The United States government could not have a religious body or, you know, pick a religion to be. You know, we couldn't have the United States government as the, you know, recognizes the Church of England as the official religion of our government or something of that nature. But the states could originally. We could do that. But the case, the big separation of church and state case, which was the Everson versus Board of Education case in 1947, this is where this terminology first took on this new meaning, where the First Amendment took on this new meaning of this high wall of separation of church and state. And in that case, it says, prior to the adoption of the 14th Amendment, the First Amendment did not apply as a restraint against the states. So we have to understand, is well, what does that mean? And I guess we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah, we will. Right after the break, and we'll also take your phone calls at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Hello, this is Christine with bringemhome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring 'Em Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A reminder for you folks out there, we invite you to go to our website, rbnlive.com, and you can click on the Republic Trading Post. That's right. You don't have to buy at Wally World anymore, folks. A lot of the products that you buy off of the store shelves are available at deep discounts from the Republic Trading Post. Not everybody out there has everything that they need in their daily lives. So take a look at the store. There's so much stuff on here, it'll take you hours to get through it. But it's fun and great prices. Also, we have a special, and I'm glad we had these aeronizers down here at the network killing bacteria and viruses because we got flooded out. I mean, I'll tell you how bad it is. None of the doors were closed in this network. And, well, the doors themselves didn't get wet and swell, but the door frames did. And, well, the door that the hole fits into, that's the door frame. Yeah, they're a little swollen. But at any rate, we don't have to worry about mold, mildews, bacteria, viruses. Aeronizers are doing a fine job on that. We have an SS-8, ladies and gentlemen, on special for $480, normally $600, $480 for this unit. And it'll cover better than 1,500 square feet, an average size house, and they're completely portable. And they've got 4-year warranties on them. So give us a call here at 800-724-2719. And don't forget, RepublicTradingPost.com, go to the site, Folks, we know you need pet supplies or garments or auto parts or a bunch of different stuff. Go up and take a look at it. It's really neat. 800, the call-in number, 800-313-9443. And, John, before break, you were mentioning about the Supreme Court. Go ahead.
Yeah, what we're talking about is the how we evolved into this concept of the First Amendment going from being interpreted as a high wall of separation of church and state, which is impregnable, which is what the Supreme Court said in 1947. And the fundamental reason why that took place or why that interpretation changed is what the Civil War was fought over. And you don't judge a war how it was fought by what they say it was fought for. You have to judge it by what they do with their victory. And the one thing the federal government did with its victory was to make everyone United States citizens, federal citizens. Now, the federal government was barred from having a state religion, but the individual states were not. But when everyone became federal citizens, now you are barred from participating in a state religion. So once you understand that concept, I mean, it's huge, the difference between a state citizen and a federal citizen and what your rights are. You know, federal citizens are not a party to the Bill of Rights. So they don't have those protections, and you see that in this situation right here. And going back to the Pledge of Allegiance concept, I might be the wrong person to be talking about that one, because I'm just not a big Pledge of Allegiance guy. Not because of the under God concept, but because I think we have to be careful what we pledge to. And there are several lies in that pledge. The very last sentence is one big, large lie, where there is liberty and justice for all. I can't make a pledge to a lie, something that I know is not true.
Well, now, wait a minute. I was told once about the seven layers of truth. And as described to me, what's true for me may not be true for you and vice versa.
Relativism, yes.
There you go. And if you've got your pockets lined with a lot of money and you're well connected to the globalists or their lackeys, well, then there can be justice, I guess. Not for all, but for some, sometimes.
And you're right, but that's not what the pledge says.
I know.
It's liberty and justice for all. And we have to, you know, the average American was brought up, at least people our age, were brought up with, you know, John Wayne, apple pie, God and country, greatest land, that in our courts they're about the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And then we go in there and we start getting our confidence shaken. And what is this government really about? And at some point, we have got to start saying, you know what, I'm not just going to blindly say things. I'm not going to blindly go along. And again, I don't go, it's not that I'm railing against the pledge because it says under God. Because number one is I don't think we are under God. I don't think you can have this immoral, abortion-laden society and claim that it's under God. I think that's a delusional concept. I think people wish we were. But for us to be under God, we have to be a godly people. And I just we've allowed ourselves to erode to this state that we're in now, and the problem with it is the erosion is happening at light speed. It's not like we're slowing it down. Our immoral slide is going faster and faster and faster.
Yeah, but you see, a lot of people think it's a good idea since we're on this slide. I mean, look, we're morally, ethically, and financially bankrupt in this country.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a given. We know this. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it stands. They might as well start changing the verbiage, because a republic, and it's fascinating watching Roberts here, and he's going to be confirmed, folks. Charlie Schumer can shoot his mouth off. The wino Kennedy can shoot his mouth off. It doesn't matter. They're not going to the Democrats or the communist socialists. Call them what you want. And I'm not letting the Republicans off here, because you PNAC people out there, you're no better to me than a communist. But just for sake of argument here, that the Democrats are not going to mount an argument strong enough to keep this guy from being confirmed. And he will be confirmed by next Thursday. I guarantee you that. And there's questions that were flying around to Roberts, and we'll get into the phone calls here in a second. on the issue of war powers. Roberts said that although Congress's ability to declare war is not in dispute, its authority to end it is an issue that is unsettled. He said there are situations arise when an executive may determine that a type of action is necessary that may be challenged. Now, Congress has always exercised the power of the purse with respect to activities of that sort and regulated the funding for that type of activity. And that, of course, always has been the core of Congress's authority. Now, he was responding to what Vermont Senator Pat Leahy said, the panel's ranking Democrat, that he returned to the topic he touched on earlier in the week. And that was on Congress's ability to end the war. But evidently, Mr. Roberts doesn't understand that this is the first time in U.S. history that Congress ceded the authority, their authority, to the president to do what they like to call preemptive war. So as long as we have a president with all the executive power, and folks, all the power in this country now is through the executive. Forget the three branches of government and the balance of power. That is gone. So, you know, unless Mr. Roberts has been in a catacomb someplace for the last couple of years or so, I'm just wondering here. You know, I mean, this guy, I don't like to go off of what people look like. I've watched their actions. People fascinate me, how they react to things and, you know, so on and so forth, facial expressions, eye movements, you name it. This Roberts guy looks like a deer caught in the headlights, the proverbial headlights of the car on the country road. He just has that look about him. And folks, understand, and this is true, this whole congressional confirmation hearing, this, that, and the other, it used to be that people did not question a candidate for the Supreme Court of the United States. You just didn't do it. Now it's every political hot button that they can push. Big one, abortion. Is he going to overturn Roe v. Wade? Well, I doubt that he will. He may, but I doubt that very much. I mean, John, we're soaked up to our belly buttons here in the blood of the innocents that soaked this ground. I think, what, we've killed 50 million plus babies, and I see these women's groups out there just carrying that line, saying that, well, the government doesn't have the right to tell us what we can do with our bodies, so therefore we want the right to have an abortion. Whether I believe in it or not, personally, we want that right of determination over our bodies. So the issue had been politicized to begin with, and to my way of thinking, and I apologize to no one over this one, abortion has become an easy fix for irresponsibility. Okay,
absolutely.
You know, ladies, close your legs every once in a while. Say no. You know, make your partner wear a condom. Do whatever you have to do. But this abortion, I mean, 50 million babies, folks, in this country. Gee, John, do you think God's going to forgive that one?
Well, this is something I just did a fact sheet on this, the abortion issue, just the other day, because I wanted to run a correlation on abortion to the president's. How many innocent people were killed on each one of these presidents' watch? And under George Jr., we've had over 5 million innocent Americans died through abortion. And, you know, and we look at what Hitler did. You know, he's claimed, you know, 6 million Jews from 1934 to 45, and we've got a guy that killed, his hands are guilty of over 5 million. I can think of no topic where there's a wider chasm of where people stand in the abortion issue. I mean, when you have that, some people look at something as a choice, and the other side looks at it as murder, you just can't get a wider chasm than that. And this is an issue that, I mean, if it's not murder, what is it? These aren't puppies. I mean, these are humans that are being killed.
Well, and you noticed a couple of weeks ago the stories start circulating in the news outlets that there were studies that were done that these supposed fetuses, which they're fond of calling unborn babies, that the fetuses can actually feel pain. So while you're in there murdering the fetus or the baby, that they can actually feel this. And I'll tell you what. A lot of these women's rights groups just got their hair was on end. I guess if you don't hear the baby dialogue back to you like, "Ouch, this hurts, don't do
right.
this to me," that it's, you know, look.
Well,
how did we in this country, how did we survive?
And we were sold a bill of goods. How did we survive without abortion before Roe v. Wade? And more importantly, it was sold, for health and safety reasons. You don't want your daughter in some back alley with somebody with a coat hanger, do you?
Right.
Rupturing your child's womb. We heard all the ridiculousness, but the point is that when you have an irresponsible society with irresponsible people, what's the big deal? Come on, ladies, you're laying down on your backside. You got your legs spread. Somebody's got to take responsibility for this, but we give you an easy out. Oh, if you don't want that child, if it's unwanted or unplanned, well, then you can just do away with it.
This concept that it's just this unfeeling tissue, it's kind of like the correlation of this is, having an abortion is nothing more than cutting off your split ends or your, trimming your toenails. This is not tissue. Like you said, this is feeling humans. And the only thing that separates the atrocity that's happening in this country with this issue and that of Nazi Germany with the Jews and the communists and the homosexuals and the Russians and all those people, gypsies, is that there's no names associated with the aborted children. There's no pictures of piles of clothes. There's no videos of them, stacks of their bodies, in open graves. They've just been minimized to nothingness, these people. And as a nation, as long as we're willing to turn our backs and just pretend it doesn't happen, and remember, that's the exact same thing the German people did. They knew it was happening, but they thought they had the greatest country on earth. And they were the most patriotic people you would ever see. And anyone that didn't agree with their government, they said, was an enemy of the state. And I think you need to start looking at correlations.
Wait a minute. I remember King Bush saying, either you're with us or you're against us.
Lee Kyle.
I'm telling you. Well, this is what was talked about on the issue of abortion Wednesday. Roberts deflected two conservative lawmakers' attempts to pin him down on his definition of where life begins, which could prove the basis of future court challenges on the rights of fetuses. This is a CNN story. Notice the word fetuses. Let's not use the term baby, because that invokes, that's right, little pink cherub things, with 10 fingers and 10 toes. We don't want to use that term, so we just use the term fetuses. Now, the judge reiterated his refusal to comment on cases that may come before him. He was similarly noncommittal over the rights of terminally ill people to end their lives with the help of their doctors, a case that will be argued October by the Supreme Court. Senator Joe Biden, yes, our resident communist there, Democrat out of Delaware, expressed frustration Wednesday for a second day over Roberts' answers, pressing him for his personal and judicial views on the issue. He says, with all due respect, you've told me nothing. It's kind of interesting that this kabuki dance we have in these hearings here, as if the public doesn't have the right to know what you think about fundamental issues facing them. That's because the Supreme Court is not supposed to play politics, Mr. Biden. Now, without any knowledge of your understanding of the law, because you will not share it with us, we are rolling the dice with you, Judge, he added. That sentiment was echoed by Schumer. God,
he's a good guy.
Well, I'll tell you what. I could say something about Charlie Schumer and... never mind, I won't go there. This is a family show. Schumer, he told Roberts, he said, you'll answer only as many questions as necessary to get confirmed. It's not the right thing to do. This guy, I don't know why he sits on these committees. Who has the power to bounce people like Schumer the heck out of there? I don't know. Several Republicans praise Roberts' intellect and worked as a federal judge and government lawyer. By the way, he was on the district court, that's right, in the District of Criminals. So I guess he's kind of ripe for this job. Let's go to the phones. Man, I don't know. Tex Mars claims, now I do not know this for a fact, but Tex Mars claims that he has information that Mr. Roberts is a flaming, flaming homosexual. And that he has a marriage of convenience and arrangement, and also the same with the kids. Now, that's what Tex Mars says. I don't know where he got his information. I'll have to track that one down. But, hey, Tex, you're even going to have to get over this one, because it looks like Mr. Roberts is going to be on the Supreme Court as of next Thursday.
John, one thing I'd like to say before we go to the phones is on the abortion issue is that we were all, like you said, we were all sold a false bill of goods with this this deal.
I bought
it back in the 70s.
Look, hey John, I'm going to tell you something. I bought it. I'm a man, and I it was put to me that, well, wait a minute. You don't want to have the government telling you what you can do with your life, do you? And the immediate response was, well, heck no. That's the way I bought into it back in the 70s.
Right. And I just want to, you know, because I've listened to testimonies of women who have changed their minds after having one, and what they go through, you know, emotionally, mm-hmm. knowing what they've done afterwards, it'll bring the average person to tears.
Yeah.
You know, listen to the heartache that this, to say that there's no victim in this crime in these crimes is a lie. There are a tremendous amount of scarred women who, and I don't blame them. They were sold a false bill of goods, too, and now they're victims of this thing.
Well, opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody has one. You do something on the face of this planet, and I don't care what it is, it always has consequences, good or bad.
Absolutely.
We'll take the break. Paul, Bill, David, others, just hang on. We'll get to all your calls right after this.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Might be dismaying for people to be listening to this broadcast and going, oh gosh, the guy's against abortion, he's against homosexuality. Well, I don't know what era you were born in, but when I was growing up, these were subjects that, well, really never came up because they weren't around. Well, homosexuality has been around for as long as man's been around. The difference is it's not been officially sanctioned by the government. Throw God out, bring the queers in. I just love the logic there. Let's go to Paul in Austin. Hello, Paul.
And, man, first of all, thanks again to you and your guest for your straightforward message, man. It's refreshing to hear, brother.
Well, it's the way things used to be.
Right, exactly. Well, that leads into what I'm saying here, and I'll be brief as I can. You know, the magic question has always been, what are the people going to do? You know, what are we going to do? And, you know, so many questions come about. You know, people, we should have been in the streets a long time ago. Some kind of way, it seems like people in my circle of influence are asking that question as well, what can we do? You know, going off of Cindy Sheehan's example of every day being in the same place, saying, I'm not going anywhere, you're going to have to, you're forced to deal with me. This is kind of a premature thing I wanted to put out to you here. We're planning on October the 28th, it's a Friday night, having a huge rally or a protest or whatever you want to call it here in Austin. I don't know where yet, either City Hall or the Capitol or someplace that'll be effective. But the message, I've never considered myself a protester. But, John, what I see in this and what I'd like to happen is this to happen every week, the same time, the same place. And these people that are sitting around spreading the information, I feel like we're going to be spreading the information as they come in our back door. We're going to be talking about the latest information that happened today or yesterday
right.
as they come in to get us. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate that, and I know we need that. But if the people don't start to visibly make a stand and we unify, at least underneath that umbrella, and I'm thinking of calling it, we don't have the word or the title yet, but something direct like Americans Against the Military Industrial Complex, something direct
right.
and simple.
Yeah, yeah. Because even my stand on homosexuality or abortion, that is a divisive issue to a lot of different people.
Right.
They look at that and they go, well, my goodness. And we see the creations of political parties in this country like the Libertarians.
Right.
That are trying to suck from both sides of the aisle here, trying to draw people in. That's why on a lot of different issues, you'll see them kind of mealy mouth or really milquetoast about. And I've said this, and I'll say this before, that in this country we had two parties. Some people even argue about two-party system, but what does it matter if you're a jackass, a donkey, or an elephant, if we hold the little claws or paws, whatever the case may be, close to that constitutional fire that should be burning hot in everybody's hearts and minds. This is the core problem and the issue here. So arguing with people on the subject of abortion, getting into that political football, getting into other things, that is in itself divisive. But, you know, who are we? What are we trying to declare? What are we trying to return to? We're trying to return to sanity and constitutionality and
lawful,
right versus
provable
wrong.
Government.
Lawful, provable government. Say that again, John Ainsworth.
Lawful, provable government.
Oh,
we don't have it.
I love it. Hey, Paul, do me a favor. Hang on. We got a short break here at top of the hour.
Yes, sir.
Bill, David, and others, hang on. 800-313-9443. Second hour of the National Intel Report is on. What's the frequency, Paul Martin? 7.466. He remembered. All right, folks, second hour. And by the way, next hour I'll tell you that we're changing frequencies on ye old shortwave dial. Let you know about that next hour. We'll be right back.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.